Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. At the Hampton Court Palace near London, there is a grapevine that was planted in 1768. That means it is 253 years old this year. It is said to be the largest grapevine in the world. The main trunk is 13 feet around. The longest branch is 120 feet long. Every September, it produces an average of 600 pounds of grapes. In the old days, the grapes were for royalty only, but today you can buy some for yourself in the palace gift shop if you're there in September. Grapevines require maintenance and attention. You can't just let a grapevine grow randomly, not if you want abundant fruit and not if you want that fruit to be good. Grapevines require fertilizer and pruning, regular pruning. This vine is pruned at least 4 times a year. In the Old Testament, God tells us that God has planted a vineyard. Isaiah chapter 5 says, God dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the middle of it and hewed out a wine vat in it, and he looked for it to yield grapes. Isaiah is describing God's action of calling out a people for his own, the children of Abraham, the Israelites. God established the house of Israel. He gave them his word, his law, his promises, his name. God provided for them and protected them like a farmer who would provide for and protect his vineyard. And God looked for fruit from his vineyard. The fruit of faith, the fruit of love, the fruit of justice and righteousness. But it didn't turn out the way God had planned. As Isaiah 5 goes on to say, the vineyard did not bear the fruit that God was looking for. Instead, it yielded wild grapes. Actually, in the original Hebrew, it says it yielded stink fruit. Not anything that anybody's going to want to eat or use for wine. In other words, Israel rebelled against God. Israel worshipped false gods and built altars and pillars to these fake gods. God said, my people have forsaken me. In Jeremiah 2, God says, I was the one who planted you, choosing a vine of the purest stock, the very best. But you have grown into a corrupt, wild vine. So, in Isaiah 5, God says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start over. This is what I will do to my vineyard, says the Lord. I will tear down its hedges and let it be destroyed. I will break down its walls and let the animals trample it. I will make it a wild place where the vines are not pruned and the ground is not hoed, a place overgrown with briars and thorns. I will command the clouds to drop no rain on it. But that's not all that God did. He goes on to plant a new vineyard. In place of the old vine, God planted a new vine. The new vine is God's own Son, Jesus. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. God the Father has planted a new vineyard through Jesus, his Son. God's plan to build a vineyard is fulfilled in Jesus, who is the true vine. And the goal of this new vineyard is the same as that of the old vineyard, that it would bear much fruit to the glory of God. In this vineyard, this new vineyard, the true vine will have many branches. John 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." You are a branch in the vineyard that God has planted. And you are to bear much fruit. When Jesus says you are the branches, he means that you are connected to him by faith. You are baptized into Christ. You abide in Christ, which means you rest in him. You are attached to him. You stay with him. Jesus is the one through whom you receive forgiveness and salvation and life and peace. As you are connected to him, you abide in him. He is living in you. And as a branch that is connected to the true vine, you not only receive life and faith in Jesus, you also bear much fruit. The life and love of Jesus works in you and through you so that you produce the good fruit of love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. As you are connected to him, as you abide in him, he lives in you and he lives through you. But with this good news, there is also a caution. You and I, as branches connected to the vine, which is Jesus, we remain alive spiritually only as long as we remain connected to the vine, connected to Jesus. If we remove ourselves from the vine, if we disconnect ourselves from Jesus, if we reject the true vine, what happens? We become lifeless. We no longer have the life of Jesus flowing in us through faith. We become dead branches, branches without any connection to Jesus, branches who no longer abide in Christ. And as Jesus goes on to say, those branches are gathered and they are thrown into the fire and they are burned. That is, they are subject to God's eternal judgment. This is what Jesus is talking about when he says, "Abide in me." Abide in me, he says, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Stick with Jesus. Rest in him. Trust in him alone as your Savior from sin and death and the devil. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your goodness. Trust in Jesus who died for your sins and rose again for you. In him you have forgiveness and eternal life. Abide in him. But of course, our sinful flesh and our sinful world always want to make things complicated. Abide in me, Jesus says, but then the world steps in and says, no, abide in this other thing. Abide in that other thing, whatever this thing of the world might be. Put your hope and trust in anything except Jesus. And we are easily tempted by these things. We try to abide in, we try to rest in, we try to remain in our work, our family, our entertainment, our pleasure. People sometimes make money their hope. They make the pursuit of happiness their hope. As they connect themselves to these things, they often disconnect themselves from Jesus. They think that these other earthly things can give them life, forgetting that Jesus is the only true vine. Don't do that. Abide in Christ. Remain in Him. Rest in Him. What does that mean? It means read and listen to His Word. It means remember your baptism. It means receive the Lord's Supper. It means confess your sins and be forgiven. Join with your brothers and sisters in Christ in worship and fellowship and service. Abide in Christ. Rejoice in the connection that you have to Jesus, the true vine, so that by faith you will bear much fruit. And one more thing. As a branch is connected to the true vine, you should expect to be pruned. Expect to be pruned. John 15, verse 2, Jesus says, "Every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit." In other words, God is never finished with you or me in this world. Even after we're in Christ, and even after we bear fruit, God is right there as the gardener, the caretaker, pruning the plant, identifying those things and issues and sins in your life that don't belong there. And He cuts them out. And He uses a knife. The knife which is His Word. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the point of dividing soul from spirit and joints from marrow. It is able to judge the desires and thoughts of the heart." God comes into your life with His powerful Word, and He identifies those things in your life that do not belong in the life of a child of God. And He cuts them out. He looks at your anger, for example. The way that you lash out at people, the way that you harm others with your words and actions. God says, "This doesn't belong." He looks at your selfishness, your laziness, your lack of love for your neighbor, your problem with lust, perhaps. His law accuses us and it shows us our sin. All of this is His pruning at work. He leads us to repent of our sins, to be forgiven of our sins for Jesus' sake, and to go and sin no more by the power of His Holy Spirit. God is pruning and He will keep pruning until that day when finally we are perfected in heaven with Him. This pruning can be painful, but it's necessary. God continually prunes us, cuts us back, as a good vine dresser cuts back the vine. He does this through His Word. And He does something else through His Word. He declares us forgiven for Jesus' sake. He points us back to the cross where all your sins were paid for and forgiven and removed. He reminds us of the victory that we already have in Jesus who died and rose again for us. He says we are clean, and in the scriptures, clean and pruned, same word. We are clean because of Jesus. He says now in Christ you are a new creation. He says, "Behold, the old is gone, the new has come." He says, "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." He says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is His Word that sustains and feeds us. Jesus is the vine. You are the branches. Abide in Him, and you will bear much fruit. Amen.